Michael Olson, Chief Marketing Officer at Faru Vista Rilray. Thursday, Michael Olson sent the following message at 1:46 p.m. Katie, can you please give me a call to discuss your recent dialogue with John? I would like to resolve this amicably if possible. Kind regards. Mike Olson, Chief Marketing Officer, Faru Vista Rilray, 734-891-1475, cell.
Katie Webb sent the following messages at 3 p.m. Hi, Michael. What needs to be resolved amicably? I have already stated I will not sell Faru V bulbs until I have figured out what restrictions could be enforced and where. This statement is included on the top of our site to make it clear we do not sell 222 nanometers bulbs or lamps, and all lamps must be purchased factory direct. We are a marketing company that makes shortwave UVC detection cards. Our name and phone number are on our test card, and we use this opportunity to teach people about the benefits of Faru V.
Michael Olson sent the following messages at 3:16 p.m. Katie, you have and continue to make disparaging comments about our company. Any such comments are considered legally tortuous, and we would ask that you remove them from your social media posts and website. Having said that, I have asked John to refrain from social media posts regarding the lawsuits. We need to let the lawsuits run their course and hopefully refrain from any further disparaging comments. I would much prefer that we handle this issue amicably and without any further actions. Kind regards. Mike Olson. Michael Olson, 3:22 p.m. My apologies, as spell checker should have said tortious. Kind regards. Mike Olson.
Katie Webb sent the following messages at 3:58 p.m. What you say is disparaging is related to John's crude manners. His use of patents matter. Crying a tortured victim for 15 years is just wrong. Coates bled on the battlefield of Gettysburg. Memorial Day weekend wasn't the day to cry patents matter. To piggyback on those that have truly suffered at the hands of others. My use of my First Amendment right to express how I truly feel in a direct conversation between two people debating a topic can only be tortious if stating something knowingly to be wrong. I will always do my best to maintain scientifically accurate details within any claims ever made. That said, please advise which statements you consider tortious for review, so this matter can be resolved without dragging along a tortuous path. Smile. You have and continue to make disparaging comments about our company. No, I haven't. It is one discussion between two people on an open platform that John started using, a platform that allows for discussion. View Katie's profile. Katie Webb. Katie Webb, 4:15 p.m. On a different note, we asked for a price list back in February of 2020. Do you really sell anything to the public or wholesale, for that matter? Katie Webb, 4:19 p.m. John was very combative with us in February 2020 for only suggesting the importance of developing solid-state Faru V, at which point he was told at the very start of a pandemic that this was not the time for cutthroat capitalism.
Michael Olson sent the following message at 4:39 p.m. Katie, whatever discussions and disparaging comments take place on social media between you and John are simply that, discussions between you and John. What I was referring to was disparaging comments made about Faru Vista Rilray, which is protected by tortious interference laws throughout many states. Please remove the following from your website as it provides for disparaging comments about Faru Vista Rilray. As for our price list, perhaps we can make some lemonade out of the lemons here. I would be happy to furnish you a price list and discuss different options relative to licensing, OEM, distribution, and sales agency if you would like. We simply need to get a NDA in place and then schedule a call. Kind regards. Mike Olson, Chief Marketing Officer, Faru Vista Rilray.
Katie Webb sent the following messages at 4:51 p.m. There is a lot of possibility for lemonade. Believe it or not, I am very effective and fun to work with. However, I don't just take orders in a free country, so you will need to answer my questions about statements you consider tortious on that page for review to ensure your demands are legal suppression of speech, and we can move forward from there. Coates have fought in every battle America has ever fought. When we've paid with blood, the dollars don't matter. A true hero doesn't get a paycheck to do what they do. That page is a copy of the discussion with John on LinkedIn before he deleted all the comments from his post. So John is a meister of the internet and life-saving 222 nanometers light? Are you saying I don't have the right to preserve a conversation posted publicly by the owner of Sterile Ray, which I was a part of? I agree to review any part of the page that you considered false when not an opinion. Removing the page in its entirety is a demand at removing an archive of what was said as a record of fact. Demanding the removal of an entire page that is only an archive of what was said is not an amicable solution. If there is something on the page you disagree with, you will need to be specific. I am open to mediate this between us for a pacific resolution. Unless you prefer taking a tortuous route for resolution.
I have asked John to refrain from social media posts regarding the lawsuits. Mike Olson, Chief Marketing Officer for UV Sterile Ray.
Too bad you weren't there to give John this advice in February 2020. Should I post his comments from last year publicly, too, so you can really see why we don't see eye to eye at this stage of a global crisis? Please advise me what you think is untrue or not a record of the facts. What is really going on with this company? I don't have to sign NDA to buy a light bulb wholesale anywhere else on Earth. I don't want any secret information from you. I want public information and a life-saving light bulb for the public to buy based on that public information. Do you really have your products for sale? Where are they? Why can't I just click to buy one retail if you are manufacturing these at any level of scale? Where is a distributor? Are you really trying to sell them? It seems you are playing an IP game with people's lives which, as I have said, is just sickening. Prove me wrong, and I will delete everything, and I become an avid supporter of your company. My loyalty is to the lives of we the people, not you, the corporations. I am willing to stand side by side with those companies that show compassion for the people, and I will fight to my death against companies that harm people by withholding any natural rights to protect people's lives with life-saving God-given light. 6:56 p.m. So that's it, you can't answer the simple questions? You refuse to point out what you claim is a tortious remark. At the same time, you say, discussions and disparaging comments take place on social media between you and John are simply that, discussions between you and John. The page you want to be removed is just that, a copy of dialogue between two people. So which is it? Is archived discussion between us fine, or is it something else? You have not pointed out anything on that page you feel is incorrect, either in fact or opinion. Only a request to sign an NDA and make demands against one's liberty. Do you understand the meaning of amicably? Negotiations, not demands, lead to a peaceable outcome. Out of 1981 words on that page, you won't even point out a single sentence or word. Yet, you want it removed as easily as Nyster removed it from the LinkedIn platform. How can this be dealt with amicably when you put no effort into disclosing your grief about what was said in a conversation with one of the founders of FAR-UV Sterile Ray? 9:44 p.m. Well, before you attack as a foe, as someone that has spent 20 years making a living online, sure, I can program languages you've more than likely never seen. But, more importantly, this experience allows me to effectively exercise my First Amendment right online and still be heard crystal clear in this new era of pure digital noise. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good, woe men to do nothing. Edmund Burke, saying nothing is doing nothing. Dash me. Never forget our First Amendment rights, Michael, because I will be heard too. My voice was at the number one top spot for this topic on the internet within 24 hours of Nyster deleting the public discourse on LinkedIn, which is now available for everyone to see. That took about an hour. Making this a full-time job is up to you. Google it. Sterile Ray vs. Healthy Incorporated. Sterile Ray vs. Eden Park Illumination Incorporated. Sterile Ray vs. FAR-UV Technologies Incorporated. The pandemic has already taken almost everything from me. That's why this is a startup company during the pandemic. Previous business, employees over 60, and my daughter's father was close to death's door and now left with permanent damage to his body. Had you put your 222nm far UV lights for sale rather than waiting for other companies to fill in the gaps you neglected to fill to sue them for IP rights? We must consider there is a chance your far UV lights could have been effective, and he wouldn't have permanent damage to his body today. The company wasn't interested in selling us a far UV light in February of 2020, just a rehearsed rant about patents and claiming to be the USA's only legitimate manufacturer. You know what seems apparent to me? Doing almost nothing with a patent while waiting to sue the companies that did want to protect the people of our great nation during the pandemic crisis. Mikey, don't let the two Nestor brothers feed you just anything. As the 70s commercial says, bring life home, now that is something to chew on. You got to watch the Life cereal Mikey likes it commercial. The 70s were a great time to be a kid. So, where have the good times gone? Today companies want to sue you for bring life home by restricting the sale of life-saving 222nm light. How times have changed. Some things have not changed. For example, I see Mikey still eats everything he is told. You don't have to swallow it, Michael. Instead, quit eating everything the brothers tell you to consume while still having dignity, everything will taste better. Thankfully, our Declaration of Independence has stayed the same too, which professes our Creator has endowed us with unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Katie Webb, 11:39 p.m. I've waited long enough for clarification. Closing all negotiations with idiots trying to control what I write. Did they expect you to defuse the situation when you can't distinguish the difference between R and R? Not comprehending the proper use of the English language puts you at a disadvantage in understanding our unalienable rights as written 89,454 days ago. I wrote the date as days ago because some learning disabilities compensate in other areas, maybe math is yours? Is illiteracy a requirement at this company? I noticed the founder couldn't check the spelling of 222nm wavelength in a press release. The T comes before the H in wavelength. I saved it to the web archive because I know how fast you try to cover up your stupidity there. You will have legal battles with your other cases. But, with me, it will be an outright online war. So think long and hard about collateral damage online before you start attacking my company for the disgusting behavior of your company. Please get your lawyers involved so I can talk to someone who knows how to communicate or leave me alone, and I'll do the same.